This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, your host, and for the next hour we'll be listening to some great bluegrass music. I've got all sorts of things lined up, quite a different sort of show I think this time, and we're going to start with some Donna Ulysses, lovely lady singer from her 2015 album Hard Cry Moon. She's got some excellent songs. She's written most of them. She's got a fine support band consisting of Brian Sutton, the famous guitarist, was also the producer. Casey Campbell on mandolin, Dennis Crouch on upright bass, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Scott Vestal on banjo, and Brett Tewitt of the Steel Drivers engineered and mixed the album. And Donna has written 11 of the 12 songs on the album, so it's very much some of her great work there. And we're going to listen to that pretty soon. Two songs, Working on the C&O, and then It Could Have Been the Mandolin, which is such a neat name for a track. So we might hear out the theme tune. This is one called Soaring on the Strings, and we're just about at the end of it. We'll play that, then some Donna Ulysses.
Hard and seldom good. Beside those winding tracks of steel and wood, Martha kissed him every day and sent him down the line with a tin pail full of biscuits and an anxious, worried mind. Lloyd earned every nickel that he made, wore the weight of bills he couldn't pay. Hey, Gandy Dancer, swing that heavy pick, straighten up that shifting rail with broken stone. Don't look past tomorrow, it'll surely bring you down. Follow that track, see where it goes, working on the sea and on. Oh.
He raked and scraped and years flew by, survived it all somehow. They finally made him foreman, so he bought his wife a house. The work crew had respect for his hard ways, followed every order that he gave. Well, hey, Dandy Dancer, swing that heavy pick, straighten up that shifting rail with broken stone. Don't look past tomorrow, it'll surely bring you down. Follow that track, see where it goes, working on the sea and nose. They moved him down to Richmond, got an office and a staff. Way off in the distance, he could hear that whistle blast. The trains would roll up slowly, and they would always take him back. Hey, Gandy Dancer, swing that heavy pick, straighten up that shifting rail with broken stone. Don't look past tomorrow, it'll surely bring you down. Follow that track, see where it goes. Hey, Gandy Dancer, swing that heavy pick, straighten up that shifting rail with broken stone. Don't look past tomorrow, it'll surely bring you down. Follow that track, see where it goes. Don't you dare look back, 'cause years have flown.
It's still a mystery. It could soul. Or maybe that Kentucky wind blowing round as hot as coal. It might have been that July moon pulling us in like a tide. They were all part of setting up a perfect stage to fall in love that night. It could have been the mandolin, 'cause bluegrass always stirs my soul. Or maybe that Kentucky wind blowing round as hot as coal. It might have been that July moon pulling us in like a tide. They were all a part of setting up the perfect stage to fall in love at night. They were all a part of setting up the perfect stage to fall in love at night.
Well, that was Donna Ulysses, and she writes some really great songs, and I hope you enjoyed that. I've got in my hands a brand new CD from Larry Sparks, New Moon Over My Shoulder. It's got a very dramatic picture on the front cover of Larry standing there in a brown suit and a brown hat with a very battered-looking Martin guitar and an amazing scratch board on it, and it's just a lovely looking CD fold out, and he's got some great songs on it, and he says this year 2019 I am celebrating 50 years with my band Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. I remember Larry Sparks when he first joined the Stanley Brothers and played some music with them, and he was a significant contributor to their music, playing the guitar style that they got used to. We'll talk more about that later. But his voice was just a real Carter Stanley type voice. And this is a lovely CD, New Moon Over My Shoulder. And I've picked a couple of tracks to play off that. One called I'm Really Leaving, and then the title track, There's a New Moon Over My Shoulder. On Larry Sparks' album, he's got himself playing guitar and doing lead and harmony vocals, Jeff Clare on mandolin, and Evan Wilson on some mandolin. They share the duties between them. Ron Stewart on banjo on a couple of tracks. On the track, This New Moon Over My Shoulder, Ron Stewart's playing banjo on that one. Michael Fagan on fiddle and Matthew Madden on bass. Listen up to Larry Sparks, New Moon Over My Shoulder from that album. And here's I'm Really Leaving.
If it ain't one thing, then it's another. This whole world can get you down. Think I'll pack up my old suitcase tomorrow, hit the road and get on out of town. Hit the highways, hit the byways, I ain't never looking back. This time when I go, I'm really leaving, leaving here on the one-way track. It's across to the water underneath. I'll say goodbye. I'll be rolling down this road faster and faster. If I had wings, don't you know I'd fly. Hit the highways, hit the byways, I ain't never looking back. This time when I go, I'm really leaving, leaving here on a one-way track. Hit the highways, hit the byways, I ain't never looking back. This time when I go, I'm really leaving, leaving here
on a one-way track.
There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. I remember now that I'm older what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me. Now many moons have passed since then, I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. Now I'm wishing that I'd been bolder, then perhaps we wouldn't be so far apart. You promised that you'd write me so far, it's not a line. Still I'll wait and make believe someday you'll be mine. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. Darling, I've been praying for your safe return to me. Then we'd still be sweethearts just the way we used to be. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart.
Some lovely, very sincere-sounding bluegrass. He's got a real nice tone to his voice, hasn't he? Larry Sparks, off his brand-new album, There's a New Moon Over My Shoulder. So in subsequent programs, I'm sure I'll be playing a few tracks off that one. But look it up if you collect your own CDs, and definitely a good one to have. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a big music store in Hamilton, and they can meet any of your musical needs. They sell a wide range of instruments, Martin guitars, Deering banjos, and all the accessories you could possibly want, sheet music, songbooks, all sorts of things, and the staff there know what they're talking about. Go and see them, and they will help you get a new instrument or information is how to play the instrument that you've already got. Great store, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass, because they've been a music shop. They've been in Hamilton for more than 50 years and doing a fine job supporting local music here. And for all you people who are listening by a podcast and thinking that's no use to me, you can probably find them online and get stuff from them online as well. Time for a fiddle tune. Here's an old-time fiddle tune. Red Wilson, North Carolina, player of some old-time music. He's got some great tunes on the album that are here. Oh, everything from Red Wing, Snow Deer, Grassy Creek, Dry and Dusty, Florida Blues, Missouri Waltz, Where the Sun Will Never Go Down, and a whole bunch of great tunes on it, but one took my fancy. It's a tune called Train Killed the Mule. It's a, I suppose you'd call it a sad song. It's tough on the mule, but it's a unique fiddle sound, a little bit like Train 45, and I thought we'd play that one because it's got an interesting name, and if you listen up, you can hear the band members talking to each other. Here's Red Wilson and Train Killed the Mule. That's Red Wilson and the Train Killed the Mule. And as you heard at the end of the fiddle tune, the mule had got onto the railway tracks. That's a little bit old-time music for you, old-time humour hope you enjoyed. The mule didn't enjoy it very much, probably. Okay, I've been reading a fascinating new book about the history of the Stanley Brothers, and I've just been reading it over the last weekend, and it also is written by Gary Reed, and it's got all their recording history in it, which it's a massive effort because the Stanley Brothers recorded so much for different labels, as well as their earlier Columbia and Mercury recordings. They recorded on Wango label, they recorded on King, they recorded on Starday, and they recorded several tunes several times in different circumstances. It was always a session. They'd go in and do four tunes. Many of them came out on 45s and were later put onto albums. And throughout the tough years of being a bluegrass band, through the sort of mid-50s to the mid-60s, they often didn't have a full band. They'd travel with just Carter and Ralph and maybe a mandolin player and a fiddle player, or maybe a bass player, and they'd pick up musicians at their venues, people that they knew lived in the area that contacted them. A bit different from these days when you ring people on their mobile phones and you can get hold of almost anybody. Would have been hard work in those days. And anyway, they did some recordings for the Wango label. And this is, I'm going to play to you an album that's been re-released on Rebel, Long Journey Home. And this is one of the sets of the Wango recordings. It was recorded in 1964. And it was just Carter Stanley on guitar and vocals, Ralph Stanley on banjo and vocals, and George Shuffler on guitar, playing the sort of new style of guitar that that included in their band. And there's some great tracks on that. They're playing some good music. Much at all as I like their fiddle and mandolin sound for their band. They're one of my favourite bands, definitely. The sound is really quite good too. I'm going to play a couple of tracks, East Virginia Blues and Wild and Reckless Hobo. One thing about the Stanleys, they often arrived at a session not sure about what songs they were going to record, and they took the recording producer's suggestions, or they said, oh, we heard Bill Monroe do this song a couple of weeks ago, and we ought to try that. And that's how their versions often vary from other people's, because they couldn't remember all the words, so they sort of wrote their own words. It's a very loose thing, very much part of the folk process. But here's East Virginia Blues, and Ralph's not playing the mandolin this time. He did on an earlier recording. This time he's playing banjo. And then Wild and Reckless Hobo. Stanley Brothers from their Wango 1964 recording.
I was born in East Virginia, North Carolina. Her hair was dark and curly, and her cheeks were rosy red. On her breast she wore a lily, where I longed to lay my head. For a westbound freight to catch an empty car.
got struck on a Denver girl. Her hair pinned high upon her head, she wore the Denver curl. He said, "Just drink and travel on, for here I'll take my stand. I'll never ride another train. I'll win her heart and hand."
Well, that's some of the Stanley Brothers with their classic brother harmony, and their fairly old-timey sort of sound with just the two guitars and a banjo from the Wango recordings of 1964. And it's great having information about all their recordings because I've just always been interested in that sort of thing. Well, here's something a little bit different. Molly Tuttle is a fine young performer. I've seen her from her very early days playing in the family band, but she's now very talented young lady making a career for herself based in Nashville. And this is a sort of seven song CD. And it's got some interesting music on it. And it's called Rise. The track I've selected is called Good Enough. Molly's playing acoustic guitar in the lead vocal. Wesley Corbett plays banjo. Fiddler mandolin is John Maylander. And bass is Todd Phillips. And the song is Good Enough.
Couldn't sleep last night. Demons floating round my head, but with the morning light, your warmth pushed away my dread. And there comes a time to say that's good enough. I'm finally learning how to let some doors stay shut. It gets so hard, but I'm not giving up. Comes a time to say that's good enough. Inside me, the other road I take, there's things I'll never know, but I'll go my own way. And there comes a time to say that's good enough. I'm finally learning how to let some doors stay shut. It gets so hard, but I'm not giving up. Comes a time to say that's good enough. I'm not okay, not today, but I'm here with you. And there comes a time to say that's good enough. I'm finally learning how to let some doors stay shut. It gets so hard, but I'm not giving up. Comes a time to say that's good enough. Some doors stay shut. It gets so hard, but I'm not giving up. Comes a time to say that's good enough. Comes a time to say that's good enough.
Good enough from Molly Tuttle, and she's a great singer and a great guitar player and writes some great songs. I'd like to give a shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio programs around New Zealand. could be in Raglan Community or Plains FM Christchurch or Arrow FM Wairarapa and Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio. All those places play this program at some point during their week's programming. And the Access Radio stations in Canada that also take it, a big hi to you, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario. Thanks very much for taking my show and playing it over your airwaves. The various podcast sources that you can get Bluegrass shows from, thank you very much for taking Back Porch Bluegrass. And Bluegrass Planet Radio, of course, which is through the USA and all the people that are listening through that. Hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. All the music I play is from my shelves of CDs, and I look at them and decide that would be a good one to have on the show. I try and make it like you were sitting there in my lounge and I was saying, hey, you'd enjoy this band. Here, listen to a couple of tunes from them. That's what happens. What am I going to play? And I had a request from one of my listeners in Tennessee, Jimmy Anderson. He said, have you got anyone playing old Slewfoot? Now, not only have I got someone playing old Slewfoot, but I'm delighted to say it's a fine New Zealand band that's doing it. This is a band called the Pippi Pickers, and this is from an album called With a Spade. The Pippi Pickers there. They live north of me in New Zealand, north of Auckland, around the town of Lee. And Janine Barbanel on double bass and vocals, Gary Bigwood on mandolin and vocals, Barry Torkington on guitar, Nathan Torkington on banjo. And on the track, Old Slewfoot, that I'm going to play, Anna Bowen played some fiddle, and Gunther Flutney did some backing vocals. And here's the classic old tune, Old Slewfoot, played by a New Zealand band. Here you are, Jimmy. Hope you enjoy this one.
Back at me. You better get your rifles, boys, before it's too late. Bear's got a little big and she's headed for the gate. Yeah, she's big around the middle and she's brought across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. She ain't never been caught, she ain't never been treed. Some folks say she looks a lot like me. All gone. Old Slewfoot gone and made herself at home. Yeah, she's big around the middle and she's brought across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. She ain't never been caught and she ain't never been treed. Some folks say she looks a lot like me. Frozen over, tell me where can she go? I'll chase around the gully and I'll run her down the well. Shoot her in the bottom just to listen to her yell. She's big around the middle and she's brought across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. She ain't never been caught and she ain't never been treed. Some folks say she looks a lot like me. Across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. She ain't never been caught and she ain't never been treed. Some folks say she looks a lot like me. Yeah, some folks say she looks a lot like me.
That's Old Slewfoot by New Zealand band The Pippi Pickers, and lead vocals by Janina Barbanel and her husband Nathan Talkington, giving the banjo a great workout there. He does some wonderfully deft playing there. That was The Pippi Pickers. Hope you enjoyed that, Jimmy. I'm going to play a band that visited New Zealand, I think it was sometime last year, the Sonoran Dogs, and they came and played a house concert over my way and played other concerts throughout New Zealand at various venues, and everyone just loved them. Mark Miracle on mandolin and vocals, Peter McLaughlin on guitar and vocals, Tyler James on banjo, and on this recording they've got Brian Davies playing bass and doing vocals, but when they toured New Zealand, they had the fine Australian-based bass player Bruce Packard doing bass and vocals, and he did a fine job of it. They just have a wonderful selection of material, and I'm going to play an instrumental, Cherokee Shuffle. They do a very agile version of that, and then a great song called Alice in Nogales. Here are the Sonoran Dogs. Thank you.
driving my machine down I-19 with loving on my mind, in order to cross the border to see Alice and unwind. Mexico's a place to go to soothe a worried soul. Working every day wastes my life away and really takes its toll. The days are hard, the nights are long, but she ain't by my side. I've been saving all my pesos to make that gal my bride. Today I'll bring her back with me, share my little palace. But for now I'm going south to see Alice in Nogales. I'll see Alice in Nogales on Friday night. I'll show her what she means to me and we'll hold each other tight. Every time she's by my side, I never feel no malice. And that's why I'm driving south to see Alice in Nogales. Now Alice lives south of the border, but she often comes across. I wish she'd just moved north with me so I'm not at a loss. Maybe I'll ask her to go to Alaska to watch the Aurora Borealis. But today I'm heading south to see Alice in Nogales. When I get there I'll stroke her hair and whisper in her ear. Take her out to dinner, we'll dance and drink some beer. I'd walk all the way from Santa Fe and maybe even Dallas for just a chance to get to see Alice in Nogales. I'll see Alice in Nogales on Friday night, a hugging and a kissing and a squeezing with all our might. I know it's wrong to feel this way, I hope it don't sound callous, but I don't feel like doing nothing except see Alice in Nogales. I remember when I met her down in the barrio. Her father said, don't bother, yet how our love did grow. I might be late when I pass the gate, searched by federales, but that's okay, I'll go anyway to see Alice in Nogales. I'll see Alice in Nogales on Friday night. I'll bring this guitar with me, we'll sing till broad daylight. Sometimes when she is near me, my heart needs digitalis, but I don't care cause I'm a-going there to see Alice in Nogales. Yes, I'm a-fixin' to go down to Mexico to see Alice in Nogales.
That's Sonoran Dogs and Peter McLaughlin singing his song Alice in Nogales. Great song. They're a fine band and they were great fun to have over here in New Zealand. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm going to play some from an album I don't think I've played on the show before, the Dry Branch Fire Squad, Live at Last. It's an album that's got lots of songs on it, and it's also got some of Ron Thomason's amazing sort of talking between songs. His humour is amazing, and he's very dry sense of humour, very funny bits, and I'll play some of them one day, I think. The Dry Branch Fire Squad is Ron Thomason on mandolin and mostly in lead vocals, Suzanne Thomas on guitar and a bit of claw hammer banjo sometimes, Mary Jo Leet on guitar and harmonies, Charlie Leet on acoustic bass and bass vocals, and Bill Evans on banjo and the baritone vocals. And they pick out some really good songs. Ron Thomason is a real music scholar, and that's offset with his crazy humour. But we're just going to do a couple of songs today. Late last night, and then Aragon Mill. They're both excellent songs. Here are the Dry Branch Fire Squad.
Let's have a big hand for Dry Branch Fire Squad.
It was late last night when Mother got home. I heard him rapping at my door. He was slipping and sliding with his new shoes on. Say, well, don't you ramble no more.
Oh, me and it's all my what's gonna become of me. Been down in Tampa right around, no one can call my baby.
Chimney so tall that says Aragon Mill, but there's no smoke at all coming out of that stack, 'cause the mill had shut down and it ain't coming back. And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. There's no children at all in the narrow, empty street since the looms have all gone. It's so quiet I can't sleep. Now I'm too old to change, but I'm too young to die, and there's no place to go for my woman and I. And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. Since the mill had shut down, Lord, it's all that I know. Tell me, what can I do? Tell me, where can I go? And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind as it blows through the town. We've been spinning. And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind.
Okay, that's a great music from the Dry Branch Fire Squad. We'll take it out with a tune from them, one called Walk the Streets of Glory. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Tune in again in a week's time. There'll be another show and some more music, some different music. Thank you very much. Let's finish up with the Dry Branch Fire Squad.
Oh, I love to think of heaven, that sweet home prepared for me. Oh, I'm gonna walk on the streets of glory one of these days. And then I'll sing his praise forever, and my Savior I shall see. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory one of these days. Happy are the golden harps in glory land.
Glory land.
Oh, I'm gonna walk on the streets of glory one of these days,
singing over yonder with the Savior and the happy angel band.
I'm gonna walk the streets of glory one of these days. Soon I'll walk with my Redeemer in that holy happy land. Oh, I'm gonna walk on the streets of glory one of these days. And then I'll sing his praise forever over in glory land. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory one of these days. Happy
are the golden harps in glory land, glory land.
Oh, I'm gonna walk on the streets of glory one of these days,
singing over yonder with the Savior and the happy angel band.
I'm gonna walk the streets of glory one of these days.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.